Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this very special episode of Owning It, the Anxiety Podcast. I say very special, it's just a bonus special, it's not very special, but I had a free day, which you think I might just chill out for, but my dog Bear is in daycare and usually I don't get much time to myself. I sound like a complaining parent. I don't have any kids, but Bear, if you follow me on Instagram at Caroline Foran, you'll know that Bear is pretty full on. So while he's not here, I'm taking advantage of the space and the quiet time, and I wanted to do a little bonus episode to answer some of the questions that I have been getting on social media. So the theme for this podcast, and we'll keep it short and sweet, is to look at the common mind traps associated with anxiety. So if you go to CBT, which I do highly recommend, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, and we covered it a lot in the second episode with Dr. Claire Campometu, and it was a major game changer for me in managing my anxiety and obviously in owning it. This is something that you will explore. So these common mind traps, and in psychology circles, they're going to use the term probably cognitive distortions, which is a bit of a mouthful. But basically, they're just things that we all do, we're all probably guilty of from time to time, and they give rise to anxiety. So it's not, this episode is not so much about, what's going on in your life or physical stuff. It's about the thought processes in your head. And obviously with CBT, it looks at the thoughts, feelings and behaviours and how they all are working for you and how they interlink. So yes, this is a really, really good place to start with CBT. And if you're considering going and you're not sure, this might give you a little taster. So you may recognise a lot of this in yourself. I hope you do, because it means I'm not on my own. And the first one is catastrophizing. As the name suggests, catastrophizing is when we jump to the worst possible conclusion, and I do this so often. It's a really hard one to avoid if you have a slightly anxious temperament. You know, I also think it's a lot to do with having a very vivid imagination, and I like to say it's because I'm intelligent that my mind goes to these places, but it is, yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the ass. For example, catastrophizing would be when Barry, my husband, has said he's on his way home from work and I would have thought he'd be home by now and he hasn't gotten here. And instead of thinking, you know, maybe there's just a delay on the motorway, I think, well, he's obviously lying dead in a ditch somewhere. So that's not helpful. And obviously, when we start to have those thoughts, and if we allow ourselves to run away with those thoughts and we believe them, we start to produce the hormones involved as if it were true, as if it were actually happening. And then, of course, it gives rise to anxiety. So that's not helpful. So catastrophizing, as I talk about in Owning It, can take two forms. In the first, it takes a current situation, gives it a very negative spin. And the second occurs when we look to the future, which is the example I gave you there about worrying that someone hasn't come home because they're chopped up into pieces, and anticipate all the things that are going to go wrong. The first is something I also do. You know, I think, oh, this is terrible, I'm an absolute failure, and that's catastrophizing. It's not actually reality, it's not fact, it's my mind's opinion. So what can you do about it? Well, it's a really hard one to kick, and I have to remind myself all the time, you need to be aware of it, aware when you're doing it, and just recognize it and say, okay, that's catastrophizing, Caroline, running away with me there. That's not really based on anything concrete. I also find it really helpful, and this is something you would be encouraged to do in CBT, which is to start recording your negative thoughts to yourself. So, you know, write down what happened and what you thought about the situation as objectively as you can, and then write down what your reactions or behavior were. So you'll start to get a bit of a difference between the facts and your reaction, and then you'll notice the gap, and you'll notice that you can start to bring yourself back to the facts. Another common mind trap associated with anxiety is one called polarized thinking. And this happens when you believe that there are only right or wrong outcomes or views. So, for example, this is, you know, viewing things as only being a major success or an epic failure. And something that I would do and I have done and I'm trying to do less of is, you know, when I go on and give a corporate talk about anxiety and stress, and in my head, it's either perfect or it's awful and there's no gray area in between, and they're just standards. You know, first of all, it's never pure awful. I do my preparation. I should know better than to say that it's, you know, absolutely dreadful, but it's also not always going to be perfect. And, you know, sometimes actually only recently I've started to come away from my talks feeling like, you know, I think I did a really good job there, whereas before, if I didn't smooth over every word and glide through it, I thought, well, that was shit. So obviously those high standards give rise to stress and anxiety. So polarized thinking also crops up when you find yourself basing your hopes and your expectations on one single event or outcome, which obviously is not helpful. To manage your anxiety when it comes to polarized thinking, you need to realize and entertain the idea that there is a whole gray area between triumph and tragedy, and, you know, most things in life fall somewhere in between. And also understand that no single accomplishment or failure is going to determine your future happiness. And I always get caught up in this, and I'm getting better where I feel like if this one thing doesn't, or if this happens, I'll be happy then. Or if this one thing doesn't happen, I won't be happy. So try to figure out what the actual consequences of failure are. And often when you do that and you have a plan of action, it's not so scary after all. Another very common mind trap is, again, something obviously I've written about it in the book. It's something I've very familiar with, and I'm sure you will be too, but it's called filtering. And this is not about putting a gorgeous filter on your photos on Instagram. This is about taking the negative details and magnifying them while filtering out all the positive aspects of any situation. So, for example, similar to catastrophizing, zoning out of the 98% positive feedback you get for something, honing in on the 1% that's really bad, and magnifying that tenfold until it's all you can think of and all you can see. It's all you can dwell on, it's unpleasant, and of course, it's completely unbalanced, and it gives rise to these feelings of stress and where you feel like your sense of self-worth is threatened, and that's obviously not a nice feeling, and they're the kind of threats we're dealing with these days as opposed to back in the day in hunter-gatherer times when, you know, we had the stress response based on a physical threat to our well-being. So my advice for filtering is to learn to evaluate things clearly and objectively, even if you still feel more aware of the bad stuff. And again, I know that's hard, but that involves taking out the pen and paper, and everything in CBT will involve this kind of homework. So if you want to get on top of your anxiety, you kind of just have to get used to it. Go out of your way to look for positives in a situation and focus on them. And resist minimalizing your efforts or achievements. So, you know, even when things go well and we're honing in on the negative and we're filtering out, I might say, oh, well, there was that one part of that speech where I forgot what I was saying. And that's all I can think of. And I forget that the other 95% of the speech that I gave was, you know, really well received and I got really good feedback. So that's just really unhelpful. And if you take a really objective look at things, it wasn't actually so bad. So stop trying to avoid minimalizing things that do actually go well. Another common mind trap is personalization. And this is thinking that everything people do or say is some kind of reaction to you specifically. For example, and I have done this so many times, you know, thinking that someone in a bad mood in the same room as you, it's because of you or because you've done something to irritate them, you know, and then you're searching your mind looking for reasons to blame yourself. So when we fall into the trap of personalization, what's actually happening, of course, you know, we know the world doesn't revolve around us and people are thinking about their own selves all the time. And what I'm learning from my chats with my podcast is more and more is like we're worrying so much about what people think about us or how we're being perceived, and it's just never, no one is ever giving you as much thought as you're giving yourself, and that's blunt, but it's just the truth. And if you find that personalization is a thing for you, the basic thinking error here is that you're interpreting each experience and each conversation and each look from another person as a clue to your own sense of self-worth and value. And we will get to an episode later on where I really dive deep into how to measure your self-worth, because that is a huge thing, not just for anxiety, but for confidence as well. So if personalization is something that really gets you, and I mean, it's something that's really bothered me, and sometimes I've been kind of embarrassed when I found out that actually it was nothing to do with me, and I'm like, get a grip, Caroline, you know, it's not all about you. So first of all, understand that other people just might not even be aware that their bad moods are on display. Obviously, yeah, realize that people have so much going on in their heads. As I said, they're not thinking about you. And if you really think that you've done something wrong and you're personalizing to a point that it's getting in the way of your enjoyment of your day, or you're feeling really stressed out about it, just ask them. If nothing springs to mind, or if there's nothing obvious, remind yourself, okay, I know what's going on here. I'm personalizing. But don't berate yourself for it, obviously, with all of these common mind traps. Don't give yourself a hard time. Just observe them and notice when you're happening. Notice when you fall into them. They're very easy to fall into. And just gently say, okay, that's what that is. Label it and then pull yourself out of it. Another thing about personalization is to try and not find yourself changing your behavior around the person who's in a bad mood, if that's the example you're sticking with, because their mood, as I say, is their issue. Next up, we have overgeneralizations. So this involves coming to a general conclusion based on a single incident or piece of evidence. So if something bad happens once, we expect it to happen over and over again. To go back to the, you know, the fear and public speaking, if I have one slightly dodgy talk, I think, well, that's it, the rest of them are going to be horrific. And if you're like me, you may see a single unpleasant event as a never-ending pattern of defeat. And, you know, using words like always and never are clues that this style of thinking is something that you're doing. You know, oh, I always get nervous, I always do this. Nothing is always and nothing is never. So try to observe your tendency in life to overgeneralize from day to day. And, you know, again, next time you find that happening, just bring it back to the facts. You know, is it really always or never, or are you dramatizing reality? Take your emotions out of it, and again, keep comparing fact or opinion. And try to treat events as isolated. Instead of thinking things in the past as a predictor of what will happen in the future, let them be in the past. And I'm learning that now more and more, where I had one maybe bad experience and I think, well, that's it, I can never do that again. And I've pushed through it and I've kept doing it. And now I've completely rechanged how I think about these things, how I think about giving talks. And now I really actually enjoy it. So if I believe the overgeneralizations that happen in my head, I wouldn't really be getting anywhere at all. So maybe you find yourself experiencing one or two or several of these common mind traps. The main thing is just to be aware of what you're saying to yourself. So be aware the next time you're saying, oh, this will never work, or be aware the next time you find yourself saying, oh my God, I must have done something wrong, that person's in a bad mood. Ask yourself, okay, what's actually going through my mind right now? Or what is it about this situation that's upsetting me? And, you know, really challenge your thoughts. So again, with the pen and paper, just because you think something does not mean it's true. Ask yourself, you know, treat yourself as a friend and say, you know, is this thought actually helpful? Am I being realistic? Or would other people in this situation think these thoughts? Or is this an example of one of the many common mind traps? When I fall into a mind trap, and as I say, it's catastrophizing is a big one for me, I do three things. I look for the evidence. So what's the evidence for and against my thought? Am I focusing on the negative? Am I ignoring other information? Am I jumping to conclusions without looking at all the facts? The second thing I do is I search for an alternative explanation. So are there any other possible explanations for this thought I'm having? Is there another way of looking at this? Am I being quite inflexible in my thinking? And yes, if you're an anxious person, you are. You're thinking black and white. And the third thing to wrap up is that I will always try to put my thoughts into perspective. And this is not something you can just do by the click of your fingers. You need to sit down and get used to doing it. Same as meditation, you need to do it regularly and often so that you can actually benefit from it and so that it becomes like a knee-jerk reaction for you. So are things as bad as you're making out? And what is the worst that could happen? How likely is it that the worst could happen? And even if the worst does happen, would it really be that bad? And what could I do to get through it? And then you want to think about leaving things positively and thinking, okay, what could be a more helpful thought here? What can I say to myself that will help me remain calmer and help me achieve what I want to achieve in this situation. So there are the common mind traps that I've experienced. Let me know if there are any more that you find are bothering you, and we'll try and tackle them in a future episode. Hope you've enjoyed this brief dip into a little bit of popular psychology and cognitive behavioral therapy. Again, I'm not a professional, this is just my experience. This is the content that you find in the book, but I wanted to talk it through with some personal examples, so hopefully it has resonated with you. Thank you so much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The easiest way to access Owning It Real Time is to head to the link in the episode description or episode details, whatever you call them, show notes. You will find the link in there at the top. You can sign up right away for Owning It Real Time and access the full library of 10 situation-specific audio guides that will help you own your anxiety even more than you've ever done before.